Okay, now, we're going to chapter 4 of the book of Romans. And in chapter 3, he had just sort of established the sinful state of man, and the way in which law is a condemning force, not justifying force, but the justifying force is God, and it comes by faith, and that the righteousness of God, when it comes, will then be, what the law does is the law now will witness the righteousness of God without the law is being witnessed and manifested by the law and the prophets and by the word of God. There's law in the New Testament as well. Well, anyways, we'll probably talk more about that as we go along, because there's plenty more about law. And there's plenty more. But let's see. Now Paul's going to take a look at the Father Abraham here. Chapter 4 of Romans, verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now unto him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But unto him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So, what shall we say then that Abraham our father... So Paul is talking about himself and his brethren the Jews here, obviously, because he's our father as pertaining to the flesh. Now he will get to how the... I don't want to jump ahead of Paul, but he wants to focus on the flesh, see? Because that's what the Jews of his time were focused on. We are the covenant of Abraham. We cut our flesh. We cut our... We have a particular way of dressing. We have a particular way of thinking, talking. You know, we go to synagogue. We have the Sabbath. We have all these things that separate us because we're part of that covenant God made with Abraham. We are Abraham's seed. In fact, Jesus, had a dispute with the Pharisees and so, because we are Abraham's seed and we're not in bondage to anyone. Well, but Jesus said, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. See, we have to be made sons. If the son, therefore, shall make you free, you will be free indeed, and not just in theory. I always like to say that because people today, the doctrine is, if the son shall make you free from sin, then theoretically you'll be free, because you don't actually obtain that because you're going to sin again, see? And you're going to, technically, you'll still be in bondage to sin. But, theoretically, on the books, you're righteous. See, because God just counts you as righteous without you actually appearing to be righteous. See? I mean, he looks at you, and he has, like, these funny glasses that he looks at people who believe in him. And when someone believes in him, he looks through these goggles, and wicked people are wicked people. But when he looks at someone who has belief and faith in him, he sees a righteous person. They might be in bed with a prostitute or guzzling down whiskey, but he looks at them and he sees Jesus Christ's righteousness. That doctrine is perverted. But I don't want to couch everything against what's wrong, but it's hard to, because like I said, when I began the study, there are things which have fallen away and are not being taught in Christianity anymore. And they are fundamental to our belief. Jesus Christ was a man who stood for virtue. I mean, yes, he did not condemn the woman who was caught in adultery, but he doesn't condone adultery. And he doesn't, ultimately, he forgives. But there were people he didn't forgive, you see. There were, like, the religious hypocrites. He didn't forgive them. Well, why not? Don't they deserve forgiveness? Well, he did forgive Paul. He was a Pharisee. Many of them he didn't. But I want to get right back to Abraham here before I get off on a... Because I could probably just go off for a while. If Abraham were justified by works, he would have whereof to glory. Meaning, if the things I do could earn me justification in the sight of God, well, That would be pretty awesome, wouldn't it? I'd be like, I got in with God by what I did. You know, I mean, think about it. Back in the old days, it's like, you know, if you would earn, or even now, let's say you earn some great, I got a gold medal at the Olympics. Wow, you really accomplished something. You know, same thing. It's like, hey, even though Paul has compared the Christian walk to running a race, and only one person gets the prize, meaning you have to win to get the prize. Well, in Christianity, you have to win. You can't be the loser. See, but because Abraham was justified, he didn't come across, he wasn't like unjustified. He was justified, not before God, because God doesn't have to accept any of our works. We can do all kinds of good things, and God doesn't suddenly owe us eternal life. It's all based on what he wants, because this is his world. You know, people think, oh, God owes me this. Or that. You just exist, and maybe he created you a jerk, and that's why you never see things like he does. And maybe he doesn't like you, but maybe he's going to turn your heart around so you see things his way. And then you can be justified in his sight when you believe on him. See, if Abraham were justified works, he would have whereof to glory. But what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Genesis 15, verse 6. Flip over real quick. Just read it for you. Does it really say that in the scripture? Well, let's just read it for what it's worth. Genesis 15, verse 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Why? Because what did God say? He said, look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall your seed be. You know, I also, like Abraham, I believe. See, he didn't just believe God. There is a God, right? I believe, you know, God appeared to him. I believe God appeared to me. And then he just stopped there. But he believed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. But he believed what God said. Now, I too believe what God said. The important thing is obviously, what did God say? Because God had said several things to Abraham. One time he said to Abraham, Abraham, get you out of your country and go to the land that I will show you. Now, what if Abraham just said, God, I believe you that I should do that, but I don't really want to do that, so I'm going to stay in my country and still believe you.